today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
Keep on trucking. A lot of folks trucking up and down the link in the Red Hill Valley these days. And, well, Hamilton City Council is counting the trucks and counting the cars, and they're getting a little upset about the wear and tear it's causing on those roads. Council is going to spend $16,000 so they can count how many of those out-of-town trucks are using those roads. Reason for doing so? Well, they want to come up with some ways to ease congestion and maybe even get some money from the province on how to keep the roads up on tip-top shape. Good luck with that. Joining us to talk about this, John Best, of course, the publisher of the Bay Observer, as he joins us here on the Bill Kelly Show. Morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks, Bill.
This is a discussion and a debate that City Council in Hamilton has had since about 1997 when they opened the link for the first time, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been hearing it for quite a while, and frankly, I think it's a good idea. I think any time we can measure traffic and figure out where traffic is coming from and where it's going, I just think it helps with future planning, and it's just a overall, it's probably money well spent.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm wondering if the goal that they're shooting for here is really unattainable. That is, in other words, to get the province to kick in to help with some of the cost.
Oh, well, that's a whole other matter. The province has shown in the last 10 or 15 years where it wants to put its money, and it when it comes to transportation, it's almost exclusively in transit, which is fair enough. So the thought of the province assuming any highway expense, I think, is pretty slim. I mean, you know, if you just sort of look at the numbers, Bill, there are, 6.8 million cars registered in Ontario, and probably somewhere under 200,000 heavy trucks. So even if all the trucks on the link and the Red Hill were from out of town, I think what the numbers are going to show is that the vast majority of the traffic on those highways is car traffic that originates or ends up or both in Hamilton. And if I was the Minister of Transport, I'd jump all over that number and say, you know, it is essentially a local road.
Which I'm sure is the argument that's going to be forthcoming. I don't know how many times the councillors that that decided to support this sort of thing actually get on the link of the Red Hill. Lots of us do this on a daily basis, and you're right. I mean, I see transport trucks on the road sometimes, and as any other place. I mean, more often than not, in the middle of the day, in the evening, not so much. But at the same time, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that commerce? Isn't that what we really wanted to see happen, is have businesses in the city grow?
Well, we do, but listen, from work I did, I'm not doing much now, but from work I did with the Gateway Council, the one lesson we learned is that people hate trucks, period. So whether they're delivering that widescreen TV that you're looking for, or a case of big yellow rubber ducks, or whatever it is that you've ordered, everything we eat, everything we purchase, everything we wear, comes in one of those big 16-wheelers, but that doesn't mean a thing when you're driving down the highway and you can't see around a big box rolling in front of you. So, you know, there's the side of your brain that thinks, and then there's the emotional side of your brain, and the emotional side always wins those arguments.
Well, absolutely, and you know, I'm one of the first ones that gets upset and gets ticked off if I hate getting behind a truck for that very reason, but I have to rationalize it, look at the other side and say, well, that person's doing a job too. They're delivering goods. Or they're not. I get the point that, you know, some councillors are upset about the fact that a lot of people, they feel anyway, are using the link as a shortcut, you know, that Detroit to Buffalo traffic or wherever it is going, or trying to get down to the U.S. border and using the link. But there's an inevitability to that to a certain extent. I'm sure there are some trucks that do that, but you know, I'm looking at, for instance, some of the locations here, John, where they say they want to put some cameras so they can do this monitoring and get a count. They got to put one at 403, Highway 403 in Sunny Ridge, another at the QEW at 50 Road. Now, that infers that every truck that they see there is probably heading onto the link, or the Red Hill, I guess it'd be, from the East End. That's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not the case. And the other thing is that depending on the camera positioning, that may not get counted. There could be all kinds of out-of-town rigs getting on the Red Hill and crossing the link, that may be destined for the industrial malls that we have on the mountain. We've, you know, Nebo Road, you've got the Ancaster Industrial Plaza, you've got the Red Hill Industrial Area. So some of it will be, yes, out-of-town trucking, but servicing some aspect of Hamilton commerce.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play. And listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.